Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General has confirmed the World Body's special envoy for Syria will be attending a Russian broker talks seeking peace in the Arab country. A spokesman for Antonio Guterres says Stephane de Mistura will be attending the Sochi peace talks next week. He added that the UN chief is confident that the conference in the Russian Black Sea resort will help the Syria peace process. Now, this comes as the head of a major foreign-backed Syrian opposition group has announced it will boycott the meeting. Nasser al-Hariri says the decision was taken following talks with all the opposition groups spread across several countries that make up the Syria Negotiations Commission. Russia has invited more than 1,500 delegates to the two-day conference. Turning to Tampa, Florida, joined by former American intelligence linguist Scott Ricard. Thank you so much for being with us. What do you make of this? The UN actually is sending a representative to the talks in Russia. However, a portion of the so-called Syrian opposition actually saying they're not fair and they're boycotting these talks. Your take on this?
Well, it's a good sign that the United Nations representation will attend the peace talks that Russia is hosting. Obviously, Russia is a key player in this. Russia was alongside the Iranians and even the Hezbollah, the key players to thwart American and British, Israeli, Jordanian, as well as Persian Gulf, Saudi Arabia, Qatar's efforts to overthrow Assad. So Russia is a key player here, and it's good to see the UN recognizing that and making moves forward. Now, the supposed representation from the Syrian opposition, let's be clear here that this is a puppet organization put together by the United States and their allies to represent a basically a Pentagon perspective. So this is not a perspective coming from the Syrian people whatsoever. This is a very vile attempt to create an anomaly in media that is basically thwarting efforts at a truthful, peaceful conference. And unfortunately, Western media is bolstering or supporting this particular effort.
Well, Scott, sorry to interrupt you, but what exactly does it mean in your perspective? Because we have the UN here saying that they actually are going to send someone, of course, Stephane de Mistura. So is there a schism now between the United States and the United Nations in how to resolve this situation in Syria?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the fact that the opposition group is going alongside the United States, this is absolutely the United States' objective to basically minimize the importance of the United Nations at this point, because it's not working in their on their efforts. So at this point, I would say my perspective on that is the United States is doing what it does best. It's basically pushing its agenda despite global opinion and global organizations like the UN. And the fact that they would be boycotting talks in Russia alongside the Syrian opposition, which is basically their representation, because the United States is absolutely not invited, nor should they be invited to peace talks. They were the aggressors alongside the Brits and alongside the Israelis, as well as the Jordanians and the Saudis. So this is not a representation of who's involved on the peace side. This is a representation of who's involved from the aggression side. And it's good to see that I don't even care that the opposition, this fake opposition force that's represented by the United States, is not attending, because they are absolutely not an official representation of what's going on in Syria.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us out of Tampa, Florida, former American intelligence linguist, Mr. Scott Ricard.